Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's live and local now for a Wednesday, a hump day. The president is taking his message to the people, directly to the people. Last night, he was in Beaver County, Pennsylvania, at a petrochemical plant, and absolutely wowed him. Tomorrow, he's going to be in Manchester, New Hampshire, and a rally speech. These are always so much fun. What to expect from the president tomorrow? What did we learn last night or yesterday? Let's check in with Michael Joyce, Deputy Press Secretary for the Republican National Committee, and he joins us. Michael, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing all right. How are you?
I'm great. I loved his speech yesterday, before the workers, and there were union workers and families. It was so cool seeing those people and how they responded to this president and his message. What did you think of it? You get a chance to see much of it?
Oh, absolutely. I watched every minute of it. You know, I think we saw what we already knew. You know, President Trump addressed workers and tooted the administration's pro-energy policies. We've allowed U.S. energy and production and exports to soar under President Trump. And I think it's by 2020, we're expected to see that we'll be exporting more energy than imports in the first time since 1953. We're also the largest crude oil producer in the world, and we're trending towards becoming a net exporter of oil and refined fuels. And you have to just look back to 2016 to realize that coal exports have risen more than 90%. So it's very clear that President Trump's economy and pro-energy policies are delivering for folks in Pennsylvania. And heading into the rally in New Hampshire later this week, I think you can expect to hear the same thing. This economy is truly working for all Americans, not just wealthy Americans like Democrats like to claim falsely. But this is really delivering. We're seeing a lot of manufacturing jobs coming back. And while President Trump is focused on getting jobs for manufacturers all over the country, you have folks like Joe Biden at the Democrat debates in Detroit saying he wants to eliminate all fossil fuels, and every single Democrat who supports the Green New Deal wants to get rid of fossil fuels as well. So the contrast couldn't be more clear, and I think we see why we deserve to give President Trump four more years in 2020.
You know, it's a pretty interesting political argument. It's a fairly easy political argument to make when the president yesterday says, hey, these Democrats, they want to put all of you out of a job. And it's true.
Yeah, it's crazy. You know, they're literally going around the country right now. They're going to early primary states. They're going to swing states. And they're telling voters to their faces, we're here to put you out of work. And it's more than Hillary Clinton's 2016 line where she said, well, a lot of coal miners are going to go out of work. Now it's everybody. So if you're in the auto industry, kiss your jobs goodbye. We're getting rid of fossil fuels. That means no more gasoline, so no more cars. We're done with that. I don't know. I guess they didn't learn any lessons from the 2016 election. And President Trump has a message that continues to resonate with voters all over the country, specifically these swing voters in these critical states, specifically in the Rust Belt, saying, we understand that President Trump is fighting for us. He made a lot of promises to us in 2016, and he's kept those promises. And that's why we're going to go out and vote for him. And I think, the proof is in the pudding. Over 500,000 manufacturing jobs have been added since the president was elected. Optimism in the manufacturing industry is at an all-time high. And 85% of blue-collar workers believe their lives are headed in a positive direction thanks to President Trump. Contrast that with someone like Joe Biden. They're telling people there's no place for fossil fuels and natural gas in our country. So, again, I think people see that this president fights for them every single day. And he's actually getting things done for them, even in the face of a two-year, $35 million special counsel and in the face of unprecedented obstruction from Democrats in Congress right now.
Well, and the latest, and I just noticed this today, you may have already seen it, that the fake news media now is trying to spook us into believing there's going to be a recession. And of course, a recession would put a major dent into the economic news that the president likes to talk about. I saw CNN today. They're talking about, the Dow is down 500, and that must mean that I guess we're on the way to a recession. Is this the latest strategy? They tried the Russian collusion. It didn't work. They tried obstruction of justice. It didn't work. They've tried impeachment. It's not working. And now they're going to try and spook the American public into believing we're headed for a recession. Is that a political strategy?
Oh, yeah. It's unfortunate because they just throw the kitchen sink at President Trump, everything he tries to do. You know, go back to when he got elected. You had left-wing economists come out and say, this economy is going to send us into a global recession, maybe even a global depression. President Trump can't clear 3% GDP for an entire year. Of course, he did that. President Obama was never able to do that. They say that, you know, the tax cuts, the extra money that you got in your wallet from tax reform, Nancy Pelosi called it Armageddon. And now we're hearing the same thing again. You know, this is what they continue to do. Elizabeth Warren is actually rooting for a recession, which is disgusting. Bill Maher's hoping for one. Members of the mainstream media are hoping for a recession, using it to attack President Trump. It's disgusting, but it's because they have no answer to the fact that this is one of the hottest economies in decades. You had record low unemployment for African Americans, for Latinos. Latino home ownership is at an all-time high in this country right now. You look at all of the consumer optimism out there, it's at record highs. They don't have a response to this economy right now, so they continue to throw the kitchen sink at President Trump and say either we're headed for a recession or he's a white supremacist or a racist. They're going to continue to do this, but voters aren't as stupid as Democrats think they are. I think a lot of folks out there understand that this president has delivered for them, and that's why they're going to go out and vote for him next year.
Can I ask, I know those of you at the, whether it's press secretaries or you folks at the RNC, you interact with the White House on a regular basis. How does this president keep going when every day, the only time we've seen any downtime for the president was during the funeral of George H.W. Bush and maybe during one of these mass shootings. How is it the president keeps functioning? Doesn't he ever get discouraged? Doesn't he ever get down? Doesn't he ever say, you know, I think I'd like to go back to my other life, you know, the one where I'm a rich celebrity?
Yeah, well, you know, the thing about President Trump is the guy's a heavyweight. You know, we've seen it time and time again. He's not afraid to fight back. Republicans have had that issue in the past where, you know, we were a little scared perhaps to fight back. But you're seeing it with President Trump. You're seeing it with Republican leadership in Congress now. This president loves our country. And I can tell you, everyone I've worked with, everyone that we work with here at the RNC, you know, we've worked with the First Family. I've actually staffed some of the First Family members on some events out in the States last cycle. And, you know, they love the country. They understand what they could have. But they chose this life and they chose this path because they truly love America and they love fighting for Americans and all Americans every single day. You see it with President Trump. You see it with the First Family members, with Don Jr., with Eric, with Laura, all these great members. They're amazing, and they love this country, and they love fighting for us every day. So I think that's what keeps them going. And, you know, they look past the nonsense, and they even make fun of it, and we all have a good laugh when they do that. So, yeah, I think the love for the country is unparalleled in this president right now.
Again, Michael Joyce joining us, Deputy Press Secretary for the RNC, the Republican National Committee. The president has promised to get Congress rolling on some sort of gun control legislation, background checks, maybe some red flag laws. No word yet on assault weapons ban. But I'm curious, is Mitch McConnell and the White House on the same page? We're getting mixed messages from his staff, not from him, but from his staff as to what Mitch McConnell might agree to bring up.
Yeah, I think so. I think when we look at this right now, you know, President Trump, after the horrific shootings in Dayton and El Paso, came out and said that we need to have bipartisan solutions to this. And I think it's easy for all of us to understand that, you know, there are red flags of some sick individuals in our country right now. And a lot of those red flags go unnoticed. So red flag laws seem to be a good starting point. I think we can have a conversation about it, get the ball rolling. But you know, I think we can all agree on our side that no matter what Mitch McConnell, Republicans in Congress, President Trump, and Nancy Pelosi in the House decide to do, it'll never be good enough for Democrats. You know, when we banned bump stocks, when the administration banned those, still not good enough. Here we are having conversations saying that didn't do enough. We need to do more. You know, so of course, Democrats stick to their guns and try to, you know, get rid of basically the Second Amendment. They basically want to, you know, they want the gun buybacks. They want all these things. They want extra background checks. I don't think we need to necessarily go that far, but I think everyone can agree that we need to take action. So it'll be interesting to see how it shakes out. I don't know where it'll take us, but I think we can all agree on mental health being a key issue in this, and we need to do more about it. And you hear that from Republican leadership. You hear it out of President Trump and the administration as well.
We're talking about gun control and what the next step will be. Are you convinced that there is the will in Congress to do at least something extra when it comes to gun control? I mean, this 6-week recess, you know, a lot of members of the legislative branch of government can end up just kind of punting on this thing. There won't be the demonstrations. There won't be the protests. Do you think that there really is a will in Congress to get something done meaningful since, kind of a common sense deal?
Yeah, you know, unfortunately, I think the problem is that congressional Democrats and 2020 Democrats running for president right now, they're on the same page of we should use this as an opportunity to score political points. I don't think they actually care about getting anything done. I mean, look at Beto O'Rourke. As soon as these shootings happen in his hometown of El Paso, he goes on national TV, calls President Trump a white supremacist after President Trump already condemned white supremacy for the, you know, third, fourth, fifth time, whatever it was, that following Monday. And then only after he calls the president a racist and a white supremacist does he decide to temporarily put his campaign on hold due to the horrific shooting. So, you know, we're seeing this time and time again. They're fundraising off of these mass shootings. It's disgusting. I don't think Democrats are coming to the table in good faith. I think they're just using this to score petty political points and continue to attack the president. So whatever does get done in Congress, you know, remains to be seen. But I don't think Democrats, like so many other issues right now, are coming to the table in good faith negotiation.
Michael, tell me what's going on out in the field. I know that the RNC and the 2020 reelect campaign have been working hand in hand. Can you give me a sense of what's going on the ground? We always talk about polling, but every time I talk to somebody from the RNC, they say, forget about polling. It's all about modeling. I thought modeling was a career that young women took when they wanted to make a lot of money. Explain what this whole modeling thing is about and what is it the RNC is doing right now?
Yeah, well, I think the proof is in the pudding with our data. I mean, look at 2016, the RNC and the Trump campaign, you know, we had conversations leading up to Election Day that weekend saying, you know, we're seeing data that suggests you can win Michigan. What do they need on the ground in Michigan to secure a win for President Trump? And they said, can you get him up here? Next thing you know, President Trump flies up, holds a rally. The mainstream media is attacking him left and right, saying, why are you going to Michigan and Pennsylvania? You're never going to win those states. Well, we were looking at our own modeling that was saying President Trump does have a path to victory. And, you know, we don't really look at public polling as much. We trust our data a lot more because we've sunk over $300 million into it dating back to 2012. We offer the RNC's data to every single Republican candidate up and down the ballot free of charge. Democrats charge for access to their data system, and they haven't been doing what we've been doing dating back to the 2014 election cycle. So it's very Big Brother sounding, but we've gathered over, you know, I think the average is over 3,000 data points minimum on every single voter in the country, regardless of where you fall on the spectrum. And so we don't look at it as how liberal or conservative is somebody. We look at it as how likely are you to actually turn out and vote in this election? And specifically, what is it that's driving you out to turn out in this election? So we have a very sophisticated targeting method that we use to target voters, whether that's door to door when we go knock on your door or make the phone call, or if we're targeting you with an ad online and trying to get you to pay attention to something that we know you already care about. So we use that data very effectively. We have a permanent data-driven ground game in basically every battleground state across the country, especially including a state like Nevada. So we have a ground game that never leaves the state. So it's not the kind of thing where, you know, the RNC will parachute in, you know, have some paid staff on the ground, and then we tell everyone, hey, you know, come out this Saturday, let's go knock doors. It's a much more sophisticated system where we basically train volunteers and activists as if they're fellow staff members, and we put them in control of building out their own teams because we understand having a, you know, your neighbor knocking on your door is a lot easier. Someone that you go to church with every Sunday, it's a lot easier to talk to that person as opposed to someone like Mike who lives out in the swamp that is Washington, D.C., flying in and trying to tell you, you know, what you should think or what you should feel about a certain issue. So it's very community focused. It's focused on local neighborhoods. We took a long, hard look at what we did wrong after President Obama's reelect in 2012. And they had a lot of community organizing focused things too. But now fast forward to 2020, we're so far ahead of what the Democrats can do on the ground in any state. You know, all I can say is good luck to their candidates up and down the ballot in 2020, because our permanent data driven ground game, when we take the information we get at the doors and we pump that into our data, we know which voters we need to talk to win any state across the country. So the president is building a massive juggernaut between the Trump campaign, the RNC, Trump victory, as well as every other candidate up and down the ballot. We're basically all synced in together in unison using the same data so that we can effectively talk to the right people. So it's very Big Brother sounding, but it's very effective at the same time. And it allows us to talk to the voters that we need to talk to make sure that not only President Trump, but every Republican up and down the ballot has a successful election here in 2020.
I've got less than a minute, but so when the president last night in Beaver County, Pennsylvania, says, "Hey, we're doing great here in Pennsylvania. We're doing great in Florida." When he starts rattling off states where he says he's doing well, he's not just blowing smoke, is he?
Absolutely not. And you know, every speech, every rally the president holds, it's all for a very, very specific reason why we go to these specific areas. And so the president knows, he understands what he's seeing, what the Trump campaign is seeing, what the RNC is seeing. All looks very good. We're not cocky, but we're certainly confident about the president's reelect chances, as well as, you know, keeping our majority and expanding our majority in the United States Senate and taking back the House, which, you know, when you have the socialist squad driving the narrative in the House, we feel great about our chances of retaking the House this cycle. So things are looking great for us. All of our modeling and data says that things are looking good, but we understand what we're up against, which is a very rabid Democrat base who wants to impeach President Trump, and they want to basically rip the Constitution to shreds. So we're doing everything we can day in and out, fighting against a faulty narrative, some negative media coverage against President Trump that seems to be never ending. And, you know, we feel very good about our chances, but we need folks to be plugged into our operation. We need folks to take this very serious because
Michael,
see what the Democrats are proposing. Yes, sir.
Hey, Michael, we're running short on time. Thank you so much. Always good to visit with you. We'll do it again soon. We'll pick up where we left off, okay?
Good deal. Thanks for having me.
That's Michael Joyce, Deputy Press Secretary for the RNC, joining us live and local now.
Hi, this is Diamond and Silk. If you can see mountains in Nevada, listen to Kevin Wall on the Nevada Talk Network.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control over healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm a gravel trucker. I'm busy laying the foundation for your city's newest suburb. And since it's such a nice day out, I thought I'd go topless. With 20 tons of pebbles loaded into my trailer bed, what's the worst that could happen? Now you're stuck behind me, and I'm about to make it rain. Rocks. Uh-oh, maybe I should have put a tarp over that. Now you're swerving, but there's no avoiding this downpour. Better watch out for that guardrail. And if your cut rate insurance doesn't cover this, you could get pelted with repair bills. So get Allstate, where agents help protect you from mayhem.
like me.
Let Sam Peters make sure you have the insurance protection you need at a price you can afford. To get a quote today, call Sam at 702-870-4000. That's 870-4000. Subject to terms, conditions, availability, and coverage selected.
See what the personal service of an Allstate agent can do for you. Are you in good hands?
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
Here's Chuck Hutton from Sahara Motors with a message every businessman should hear.
For 8 years, we have offered the Ken Cleaver Special to anybody that comes in, and you'd be amazed at the number of people that still come in, and once the deal's all set and done, go, oh, by the way, what about our Ken Cleaver Special? And they automatically get that additional $100. I really appreciate all your hard work.
And the only place that Ken Cleaver Special is offered is right here on this radio station. And let's face it, if we're bringing people into Sahara Motors in Ely from all over the state, wouldn't you like to invite people into your business? You want to invite nice people with money to come spend money with you? Then give us a call, 775-293-1875, or you can email us, NevadaTalkNet@gmail.com. Invite more business into your business. Do business with this radio station. We'll be glad to help you. Let us know what's on your mind. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/NevadaTalkNet, or visit our website, nvtalk.com.
You gotta love it. You gotta love it. Coming up, what did the president tell the people of Beaver County, Pennsylvania? We'll get to that and more coming up. Live and local now.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again.
You know, for a place called Taco Time, they sure do have a lot of really good burritos.
Ironic, isn't it?
I don't know what that means, but look, they've always had the Big Juan burrito.
Uh-huh.
And now they got the other Juan burrito.
What's the difference?
I'm so glad you asked. Both have beef, cheese, and sour cream. But the Big Juan burrito has refried beans and Spanish rice, while the other Juan burrito has black beans and cilantro lime rice.
Which one is better?
Whichever one you want.
Try the Big Juan burrito and the other Juan burrito, only at Taco Time, where real ingredients make better food.
What time is it? It's post time. The White Pine Horse Race is August 16th, 17th, and 18th at the White Pine County Fairgrounds in Ely, Nevada. Fair Mutual betting feature races each day. Post time Friday, 3 o'clock. Post time Saturday and Sunday, 1 o'clock. Average minimum purse, $6,000. More information online at WPHorseRaces.com or Facebook, WP Horse Races. The White Pine County Horse Race is 16th, 17th, and 18th of August in Ely, Nevada. Be there!
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It goes up and it goes down, but when it goes down this much, it's of great concern to many. Wall Street stocks, including the Dow Jones Industrial Average, down around 600 points in late morning trading on Wall Street as investors are concerned after the bond market put out what's seen as a strong sign of a possible recession coming soon. The Nasdaq down more than 180 points at last last check. One of Jeffrey Epstein's alleged victims filing one of the first lawsuits since his suicide over the weekend. A woman who claims she was raped and sexually assaulted repeatedly by the multimillionaire in his Manhattan townhouse when she was 14 and 15, filing a lawsuit against Epstein's estate under a new law that just took effect in New York. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy. Some uncle I never knew called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars. And they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-631-9241. 800-631-9241. That's 800-631-9241.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225. NMLS number 1136.
Let us know what's on your mind. Email NevadaTalkNet@gmail.com or call 775-293-1875.
I know nothing, I see nothing, and I say nothing.
That's what they're saying in New York City. And the federal officials trying to explain how Jeffrey Epstein committed suicide. If indeed he committed suicide. They're still waiting on toxicology reports and other stuff. I know. It's the easy excuse. I know nothing. The president of the United States. I think we now know what the strategy for 2020 is going to be. And it's that the president is going to go over the head of the really go over the heads of the mainstream media.
You are fake news.
Yeah. And go directly to the people. Last night he was in Beaver County, Pennsylvania. And in fact, let's go right to he actually bragged on American excellence. That's something you don't hear from the 25 Democrat presidential wannabes, is it? This was the president yesterday in Beaver County, Pennsylvania, a petrochemical plant And it's something we're going to see a lot more of from the president in the weeks and months to come. Here's the president yesterday in Pennsylvania.
Americans can do anything, go anywhere, and outperform anyone. Nobody can beat us. Nothing can stop us. Because winning is what Americans do. Winning is what we know best. We will keep winning, winning, winning. And I used to tell you the story about winning. I used to say that your great leaders would come to Washington and they would say, President, we're winning too much. We can't take it anymore. The people of Pennsylvania cannot stand winning. We haven't won for years and years, and now we're winning too much. Mr. President, please, for the good of the people of Pennsylvania, stop winning. Stop creating all these jobs. Stop creating all this product. Please, sir. Please, stop winning. And I said to them, and I will say to them, we're never going to stop winning. Because nobody's ever won like what's happened over the last couple of years. Nobody's ever won like you're winning. I've more than fulfilled my promises. Even they said he promised things that he actually produced more than he promised. That's true. But we're going to produce more and more. I just want to thank everybody. With your help, factory floors across this land are once more crackling with life. Our steel mills are fired up and blazing bright. The assembly lines are roaring. Industry is booming. And the hearts of our workers, the American spirit is soaring higher, stronger, freer, and greater than ever before. I want to thank you all for giving this nation your very best, and your very best cannot be beaten. I want to thank you for filling America with pride. We are proud of you. We think you are just incredible, incredible people. And it's an honor for me to be with you in Pennsylvania. Thank you very much. God bless you. God bless you.
Any rally that ends with the Rolling Stones. It's a great rally. Oh, I just love that. Just absolutely love that. The president had a special message in this speech in Beaver County, Pennsylvania, for the fake news media. In fact, let's go to cut six. This is the president yesterday in Pennsylvania.
I think we're looking very good. I think we're looking good all over in Ohio, in North Carolina, in South Carolina, Florida. We just got numbers in Florida. We're looking fantastically good. Now, you know, sometimes, and they say, Donald Trump, can you imagine if I got a fair press? I mean, we're leading without it. Can you imagine if these people treated me fairly? The election would be over. Have they ever called off an election before? Just said, look, just let's go. Go on. Four more years. Yeah. And then you want to really drive them crazy? Go to hashtag third term, hashtag fourth term. You'll drive them totally crazy. I mean, you have one guy on television. I'm telling you, he's not leaving. He's going to win, and then he's not leaving. So in 2024, he won't leave. I'm telling you, this is a serious person. These people have gone stone cold crazy.
This is like whacked out.
Yeah, yeah. Let's see, staying beyond 2024. Not a bad idea. Not a bad idea at all. One of the things the president did, which I thought was pretty gutsy, he took on one of the impeachable acts, supposedly. You know, Jerry Nadler and the House Judiciary Committee are, I know, crazed loons. One of the things, well, at least one of the impeachable offenses, supposedly, is a violation of the federal emoluments charge clause. No, that's what they're saying. It's rarely, I think it's only been prosecuted twice in the history of our country. But the president took on this whole thing of the emoluments deal. as a possible impeachment charge. This is cut seven. The president yesterday in Pennsylvania.
This thing is costing me a fortune being president. Somebody said, oh, he might have rented a room to a man from Saudi Arabia for $500. What about the $5 billion that I'll lose? You know, it's probably going to cost me, including upside, downside, lawyers, because every day they sue me for something. These are the most litigious people. It's probably costing me from $3 to $5 billion for the privilege of being, and I couldn't care less. I don't care. You know, if you're wealthy, it doesn't matter. I just want to do a great job. That's why I don't care. I want to do the right job. When this great building company comes here and wants to build a plant, I want to make it easy for them, not hard for them. I'm not jealous of them. I couldn't care less. Bechtel. I'm not jealous of them. I got sued on a thing called emoluments. Emoluments. You ever hear the word? Nobody ever heard of it before. They went back. Now, nobody looks at Obama getting $60 million for a book. That's okay. Even though nobody in history ever got that much money for a book. Obama got $60 million. Think of it, $60 million for a book. Nobody looks. Nobody looks at any, but with me, it's everything, emoluments. Nobody knows what it is. Here's the good news. Last month, I just won two cases on emoluments. And the judge was scolding of the other side. And what it is presidential harassment. Because this thing is costing me a fortune, and I love it, okay? I love it because I'm making the lives of other people much, much better. And each of you here today is living proof that America never surrenders. We don't surrender. And we were in bad shape. This area was in really bad shape, and now you look outside and you say, that's like the eighth wonder of the world. Under my administration, we're fighting back and we're winning because we are truly and finally putting America first.
There you have it. There you have it. The president of the United States, Beaver County, Pennsylvania.
Amen to that.
Yeah. Great to see the president out. He's going to be out again tomorrow. 4 o'clock Pacific time, he is going to be in Manchester, New Hampshire, a rally speech. Yeah, and that means on Friday, guess what we'll have on Friday? We'll have highlights of that Thursday speech. Yeah, it'll be 4 o'clock Pacific time, and I'm geeked because I love these rally speeches. I mean, to me, they are an hour, sometimes an hour and a half, of pure entertainment. And you learn something. I always learn something in these speeches. But at least what you heard from the president yesterday, he says he's doing well in Ohio. He's doing well in Florida. And he's ahead in some of these states. And this goes back to what we were talking about with Michael Joyce. This isn't from polling. It's from modeling. I never knew what modeling was, and I don't know that I totally understand it, but it's a lot of data bits about voters all across the country. Probably they probably know about you. Just a thought. We're going to take a break. When we come back, Ken Cuccinelli in the news again, and people are talking about what he said, this so-called public charge thing. It's a new policy. It's a new rule that the government unleashed yesterday, or actually on Monday, and I love it. I love the idea. The bottom line is, if you want to migrate to America, you better have something to offer us. You better have education. You better have a job skill. You are not going to go directly from Mexico across the border onto our welfare rolls. We're simply not going to allow it. Anyway, we'll get to that and more coming up live and local now.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again. The official radio stations of the Vegas Golden Knights.
I'm Byron Bergeron, and I'm a lawyer.
Now, I know that people don't like lawyers, but think of it like this. I'm here to level the playing field so you get a fair shake. Let me give you an example. You get into a wreck. Your insurance company wants you to think it represents you and its priority is your best interest. You know, good hands. The truth is, its priority is its checkbook and its shareholders. If it's to their advantage, they will throw you under the bus so fast, you'll think the mayhem guy in the TV commercial is driving. I have only one client, you, and I can keep these companies in line because I have only one shareholder to answer to, me. I answer my own phone. I return my own phone calls, and other than my wife and two babies, the most important people in the world are my clients. 775-229-3736. 775-229-3736. When you need the field leveled so you can get a fair shake, call me.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit, and 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-712-8087. 800-712-8087. 800-712-8087. That's 800-712-8087.
Here's Chuck Hutton from Sahara Motors with a message every businessman should hear.
For 8 years, we have offered the Ken Cleaver Special to anybody that comes in, and you'd be amazed at the number of people that still come in, and once the deal's all set and done, go, oh, by the way, what about our Ken Cleaver Special? And they automatically get that additional $100. I really appreciate all your hard work.
And the only place that Ken Cleaver Special is offered is right here on this radio station. And let's face it, if we're bringing people into Sahara Motors in Ely from all over the state, wouldn't you like to invite people into your business? You want to invite nice people with money to come spend money with you? Then give us a call, 775-293-1875, or you can email us, nevadatalknet@gmail.com. Invite more business into your business. Do business with this radio station. We'll be glad to help you.
Are payday loans ruining your life? Do you want control over your money again? If you have two or more payday loan cash advances, listen closely. You may be eligible for a program payday loan companies don't want you to know about. A program that may help get aggressive and unfair payday loan companies out of your bank account and get you back on track to financial freedom. Payday loan companies may trap you into paying outrageously high interest rates, and they take way too much of your hard-earned money every week. We understand their tactics and know how to keep them off your back. We'll fight hard to help you regain control of your money. If you have two or more payday loan cash advances, call right now for a free consultation.
800-380-4429. 800-380-4429. 800-380-4429. That's 800-380-4429.
Let us know what's on your mind. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/NevadaTalkNet, or visit our website, nvtalk.com.
Bill Clinton. Nice guy. Got a lot of problems coming up, in my opinion, with the famous island with Jeffrey Epstein. A lot of problems. I should have.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. There people are going to be in plenty of trouble as this thing unravels, this whole Jeffrey Epstein thing. Ken Cuccinelli, do you know who he is? He's a former attorney general of the state of Virginia. He is a solid conservative guy. He is the acting head of U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services. And he said yesterday that the poem inscribed on the Statue of Liberty, welcoming immigrants to the United States, was referring to people coming from Europe. He said the inscription on the statue during an appearance on CNN yesterday, where people were considered wretched if they weren't in the right class. He said, well, of course, the poem refers back to people coming from Europe, where they had class-based societies. And it was introduced, it was written one year after the first federal public charge rule was written that says, and I'll quote, any person unable to take care of himself without becoming a public charge would be inadmissible, or in the terms that the agency deals with, they can't do what's called adjusting status, getting a green card, becoming a legal permanent resident. The bottom line, the absolute bottom line here is, Aaron Burnett challenged Ken Cuccinelli on the immigration status, the new rule. Give me your tired and your poor who can stand on their own two feet and who will not become a public charge. That's what Ken Cuccinelli said yesterday on ESPN. And you know what? The guy's right. The guy is right. Let's go to Ken Cuccinelli with Jeffrey Toobin, April Ryan. It's cut number one, talking about this public charge thing. Here it is.
Listen to this exchange he had with NPR earlier today.
Would you also agree that Emma Lazarus's words etched on the Statue of Liberty, give me your tired, your poor, are also part of the American ethos?
They certainly are. Give me your tired and your poor who can stand on their own two feet and who will not become a public charge.
What's your response to those words he added?
It's hard to define un-American, but that statement was un-American. And I say this as people, as the descendants of 100 years ago, people who came to this country looking for opportunity and found it. That's why people have come here. You know, they don't want to be public charges, but they come here and they work hard, and a lot of them work in terrible jobs for low pay, and sometimes they need food stamps to eat, you know, to feed their families. That's who... That's who's going to be penalized. Not the people who hire the illegal immigrants who are, you know, they always get away under the Trump administration, but the people who are working hard and trying to support their families, they're the ones who are punished by this. And it is just a disgrace that that is the prevailing ethos of our administration.
Is the administration, April, standing by Ken Cuccinelli's remarks?
Oh, this president is embracing the new talking points by Ken Cuccinelli. Wolf, I talked to the head of the Congressional Hispanic Caucus, Joaquin Castro, and he said, look, at one point, this was about illegals. Now it's about legals. This is about the browning of America. They can parse words, say whatever they want. This is about stopping the browning of America.
He makes an interesting point. Here's another.
Shut up!
This hour of Live and Local Now brought to you in part by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable health care option that allows you to enroll any time of the year, even today. Check it out, 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. Very quickly, I want to get to Tom Fitton, because Tom Fitton is from Judicial Watch, was on with Hannity. You know, we talked about the Jeffrey Epstein alleged suicide. There's going to be a lot of stuff that comes out about this. Who went to the island? Let's go to cut two. Tom Fitton, he is the head of Judicial Watch. He was on with Sean Hannity last night.
Prison suicides are not uncommon. They've happened in the past. They'll happen in the future. It's really the culture of poor management at the Bureau of Prisons that I think is going to come under the most harsh scrutiny over the next few weeks. All throughout the Obama years, there were countless warnings by the Justice Department Inspector General, Michael Horowitz, who we're going to hear from later this week, I think. Yet there was so little in action.
Don't gloss over that Michael Horowitz thing that we may hear from this week. Think I didn't catch your little signal
I
that you're sending
you
to my
that.
Our audience here is too smart. Michael Horowitz on Comey, perhaps?
Yes, Michael Horowitz, I think, could be as early as Thursday.
But this is the spot. I don't want people's expectations to get out of whack. This is going to be specifically about the documents that we already knew about, correct?
That's right. The story that we broke a couple of weeks ago on your show. That's right.
All right, John Solomon. He thought he was going to sneak that in. Greg Jarrett's sitting here laughing. Thank you for that report. Now, it is important to hold all aspects of our federal government accountable. And just like our investigation into the investigators, there's going to be a lot more beyond what comes out this week, perhaps, as it relates to Comey and the documents that he shouldn't have had in his house. And then, of course, him being grilled by the FBI and his lack of candor. It's going to get a lot bigger. It's going to have to do with FISA and FISA abuse and premeditated fraud committed multiple times on a FISA court. And then did our intelligence community at the upper ranks, did they literally outsource tasks that they would be guilty of in this country that would be illegal? In other words, did they have allied countries do the spying for them, knowing it was illegal to do it themselves? I'm going to get into all of that as the days and weeks unfold. Now, we took our full ensemble cast, also probing all aspects back to the Epstein case. That includes Judicial Watch. They filed a FOIA request for information on Jeffrey Epstein's death. Here with more of the details on that point is Judicial Watch's Tom Fitton. I hope they hand it over, and I hope it doesn't take as long as some of the other information that we have had a right to see and that has taken a long time to get.
Well, I suspect we'll have fights. We filed Freedom of Information Act requests just yesterday with the Bureau of Prisons on the psychiatric issues with Epstein, audio and visual recordings, the issues with the corrections officers, the logbooks, things like that. I think there are real questions here about how that prison was operated. It's one thing to talk about incompetence. It's another thing to talk about corruption. And all of these reports we're hearing, by the way, from the media about what went on are just reports. We want to see the underlying documents. We've also asked the FBI for their Epstein records, and more FOIAs are coming. We can't trust the Justice Department. I know Attorney General Barr seems like a good guy, but you know the agency is run by career bureaucrats.
That's Tom Fitton, the president of Judicial Watch. Coming up, major announcement, Assembly District 37. We got an announcement coming up. It's an exclusive, and it's coming up live and local now.